You're listening to SBS News.
Another first-hand account in yet another day of war in Ukraine. This one from 84-year-old Svetlana Kibits. She survived a rocket attack at a nearby railway station.
I was sitting with my daughter in the kitchen when there was a strike like lightning. The strike was such a powerful strike that I started crying. Everything started falling down. The windows were blown out.
Ukrainian authorities say at least 25 people died due to the attack in the town of Chaplin on Ukraine's Independence Day. But the Russian Defence Ministry said it targeted a military train, claiming to have killed more than 200 Ukrainian reservists who were allegedly delivering arms to Ukrainian forces on front lines in the eastern Donbass region. The latest attack comes as concerns grow about the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, which had its last regular line of electricity briefly cut before being restored. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the temporary cut illustrates the real dangers involved in managing the plant, which is under Russian control.
Одразу спрацювали дизель-генератори, щоб дати енергію самій станції, підтримати її після зупинки.
Diesel generators were immediately activated to provide energy to the station itself to support it after the shutdown. The world must understand what a threat this is. If the diesel generators had not turned on, if the automation and our station staff had not reacted after the blackout, then we would have already been forced to overcome the consequences of the radiation accident. Russia has put Ukraine and all Europeans in a situation one step away from a radiation disaster.
Russian forces captured the plant in March and have controlled it ever since, although Ukrainian technicians still operate it. Both sides are accusing each other of shelling the site, fueling fears of the potential for a nuclear disaster. Nuclear experts have warned of the risk of damage to the plant's spent nuclear fuel pools or its reactors. The concerns have prompted the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency to arrange an inspection of the plant, which they say is imminent. President Zelensky says the global community needs to act quickly.
Хочу запевнити усіх українців. Ми робимо все, щоб не допустити аварійного сценарію.
I want to assure all Ukrainians we're doing everything to prevent an emergency scenario, but it depends not only on our state. The key thing is that such international pressure is needed that will force the occupiers to immediately withdraw from the territory of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. The International Atomic Energy Agency and other international organizations must act much faster than now, because every minute of the Russian military staying at the nuclear plant is a risk of a global radiation disaster.
Director General of the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, says both Russia and Ukraine have accepted the need for the agency to inspect the plant. Russian politician and head of the Liberal Democratic Party faction in the Russian state of Duma, Leonid Slutsky, says the Kremlin is ready to work with the agency, but he accuses the Ukrainian government of using the nuclear plant to hold Europe hostage.
It is the citizens of Europe who are hostages of this situation that the Nazi Kiev regime has caused. We also said in our statement that we are ready to welcome an IAEA mission to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and are ready to show them the threats that are taking place daily. Missiles flying in and hitting the area around the nuclear plant.
Meanwhile, the defence ministers of Norway, Finland and Sweden announced enhanced cooperation between their nations. In a statement after a meeting, the leaders confirmed the need to be ready to act together in peace, crisis and conflict. The ministers also discussed NATO membership, with Swedish Defence Minister Peter Hultqvist saying fast-track membership would help all three nations with forward planning.
I hope that we can be members of NATO as soon as possible. As long as we wait, it's a waste of time. We must start immediately with the military planning, with what we can do together, how we can combine the resources in our countries.
Norway is already a member of NATO, and Sweden and Finland have been invited to join the military alliance. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.